very pleased at this time to be joined by the head coach of Toronto FC, Greg Vanney. Greg, thank you so much for joining us today. You've got a veteran team, certainly a team that I would imagine probably didn't report to panic stations after that loss. But have you detected any change in attitude at all now that the team has been bumped out of first place a little bit? Maybe I'm not going to say a chip on the shoulder, but maybe a little bit of a reset on the part of the team.
Maybe a little bit. I think it's a group that, like you said, they're a veteran group. We know it's a long season. We know this is a grueling stretch for us, and it has been for a couple of months. We're on our sixth game in 19 days tonight. So they know it's a challenge. We have a motto: just one game at a time and one play at a time. And we're going to have our moments where things don't go the way we want. So we just have to stick to what we do and the process that we're in. And I think this group they understand that very much. And they're looking forward to the opportunity tonight to rebound and to pick up some points before we come home. And then we have a little bit of an international break where we can catch our breath, heal up a little bit, and prepare for the final half of the season.
Now, I know that from hearing some of your comments and from talking to people around the team, obviously the schedule has really bitten hard at this point of the season for you guys. And I mean, Toronto FC, throughout its existence, or certainly it seems in the past couple of years, there's always been, for one reason or another, the schedule just always seems to throw amazing curves at you guys. Are you surprised, though, at how much of an impact? And I'm not asking you to use this as an excuse. I'm not setting it up for you to use it as an excuse. But are you surprised at how much of an impact the schedule has had on your team? Like in your heart of hearts, did you think, okay, yeah, but we're a veteran group. We've been through a lot of these things. We should be able to figure a way out around this.
And I think we've handled it quite well. I think we up until the other night, we were in first place. We had been for a number of weeks, despite going through some really busy periods. We've managed the roster well. We've got a lot of guys who've gotten an opportunity to show where they're at. We've had a lot of guys step up and make plays over the course of this. And we knew this was going to be the challenging part. We were able to win the Canadian Championship during that busy stretch. Mm-hmm. So I think the guys have managed it really well. I'd say, withstanding this last result in Dallas, we've been on a very, very good run through all of the challenges of our schedule. As we look beyond sort of this stretch, we know we get into a little bit better rhythm of more of a Saturday type of schedule where you get some training days and you get to work on some of the habits that sometimes you build when you play a lot of games and you create some bad habits here or there, or just some things get away from you a little bit because you don't have training days sometimes to reset some of those things. We're looking forward to getting into that rhythm after we finish off tonight. But I think our guys have been incredible in handling the challenges of that this league presents in terms of travel, quick turnaround of games, and the importance of some of the games that we've played recently, just like the Canadian Championship, of course.
Mm. Now, you last year you had a lot of success going with the 3-5-2. I mean, it seemed to be one of the things that galvanized this team. I know that you've got injury issues and things of that nature, but are you going to go see our friend Curtis Larson of the Sun has written about this? Are you committed to going to a back four tomorrow, or how are you going to go about handling some of the absences?
Well, I think it's an option for us. We've used it at various times in the year, but it's not something that I think is our primary go-to. We have guys who can still play the positions, in the 3-5-2. Should we continue to use that? We are missing three of our guys who played the majority minutes on those outside wing back positions, but they're also our fullbacks if we were to play in a back four position in a back four. So no matter which way we do it, missing those three guys, it's a little different. Either we're asking our wing backs who are maybe not natural wing backs to be wing backs, or we're asking our fullbacks who are not natural mm-hmm. fullbacks to be fullbacks. So that's the conundrum at the moment, but with guys away with international duty and obviously Steven having been on the injured list right now. Neither way is perfect at the moment, but we have capable players to step in and do the job whichever way we choose.
Do you think maybe Greg people didn't didn't make enough or maybe didn't realize how important Victor Vasquez had become to this team. You know, we talk about this team a lot, and obviously there's focus on Giovinco and Altidore and Michael Bradley all the time. But not having Victor for Dallas, do you think people maybe now realize just how much of a sort of a nice fit, a very smooth fit he's been for this team?
I think so. I hope people have recognized that. I mean, he's first and foremost, he's an incredible player, but his ability to kind of control the tempo for us at times on the attacking side. Our forwards want to score goals, and when they get the ball, they are thinking goal, you know, all the time. But sometimes when it's really hot, like it has been in Dallas and it is in Orlando, sometimes we need to take our foot off the gas, move the ball a little bit, work for better opportunities and not force opportunities. And Victor gives us a nice balance there because he is kind of the engine and that's what the attacking midfielder does to determine when is the right time to try to finish an attack or when is it the right time to, you know, continue to possess and circulate and look for a better opportunity. And Victor really gives that to us. That's what we brought him here for. And you know, in the last game, I thought we were rushing too many of our attacks. We were forcing things down the middle. We were playing into the hands of Dallas, who wanted to play us on the counterattack. And because of such, they picked up some opportunities in those situations. But I think maybe we don't give up if Victor's on the field. I think there's a number of circumstances that go there. But Victor has that kind of value for us and really determining sometimes what our attacks look like.